fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of March. A prepper tip of the day, when all of, to encourage all of you to become a part of, join a local church that suits your needs. It may be a brick-and-mortar church. It may be a home church. Or you may start your own home church. Whatever it is, I think you'll find it's good experience for you and your family to become part of a church of like-minded people. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is my personal physician. He's a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. It's real easy to get started with Dr. Myers. It really is very easy. Doesn't cost a thing. You set up that first private, no-charge consultation in person or on the telephone. His office telephone number is area code 314-878-6868. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, really good. I'm implementing the changes to my workout that you suggested yesterday. You put on your personal trainer hat there. I've been doing push-ups since before you were born, and I never had to do push-ups where my chest touched the floor before. Even as a top athlete, as an 18-year-old, I never had to do that. But you said it would enhance my flexibility if I would do so. So I found that 10 push-ups where I touched my chest the floor are roughly equivalent to doing 50 the normal military-style push-ups in terms of how much effort it takes. So I'm moving forward with that, and also the stretching of the quads and the Achilles tendons in the manner you suggested, so I can be in better shape to win the 100-meter dash in a couple of months in the Senior Olympics. And so I do thank you for your efforts, sir.
You're very welcome. Yeah, a lot of people forget that my first career as an exercise physiologist. So understanding body mechanics, movement, strength, and conditioning, and potential is basically the foundation of everything that I do and how I look at the body. And but I'm glad that you felt that effect. That's awesome.
All Right. Well, I got a quick story before we get to our health tip of the week. In the winter of 1965-66, one of my classmates, another member of the football team, was getting an appointment to one of the military academies, and there was concern on the part of the adults that he would not be able to pass the physical, which at the time was pretty tough. So I was asked to help him to be his the term personal trainer didn't exist a half a century ago, but I was asked to help him get in condition so he could pass the entrance examination for the physical fitness into this particular military academy, which I did. And I coached him. I didn't have any training. I just knew what I thought would work. And I worked with him and coached him and helped him sweat and work out and achieve his goal of being able to pass that physical fitness test. So I was just thinking about that in the last couple of days, Doctor.
Yeah, that's awesome. My brother did the same thing for me when I was a kid. I had gotten way out of shape and kind of became more of like the video game junkie and couch potato as like a 12, 13-year-old. And he's home visiting. He's like, okay, this isn't going to work anymore. So he started having me do push-ups, sit-ups. Our block, our street, all the way around the block of the street was 1 mile. He's like, all right, let's go run it. Like, okay. And, man, the first time I did that, it was like someone was, he was trying to kill me. I'm like, dude, right. you're trying to kill me. What are you doing?
Was he in college?
Like,
at the time?
I don't like this. And
he in college at the time? Was he in college at the time?
He's 11 years older than I am. Yeah, so he was past college, but he was home visiting from. I think he was living in California at the time, okay. Down in San Jose. Man, right. San Jose is beautiful. Oh my God, what a beautiful place in California. Whew. But yeah, I thought he was going to kill me. I'm like, man, this isn't fun.
Right.
But so when people come to me and I start working with them on whatever level they're at, and they look at me like, you're trying to kill me. I'm like, yeah, I know the feeling.
Doctor, would it be a fair statement to say you don't have any other 70-year-old clients doing push-ups with their chest to the floor except myself?
You want to believe something? I take care of an 81-year-old French lady. This girl puts us to shame. She's flexible like you wouldn't believe, and strong as like get up. And yeah, she does some pretty good push-ups. So
all right. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm not alone.
Me too. It's fun.
It's good to be alone.
But the thing is, I have 30-year-olds that can't do that. That's the sad part, is I'll have a 30-year-old come in and be like, okay, let's do a plank. I'll start them off with planks and just see where their core body strength is and whether they come in, because they come in for like low back pain or like a shoulder issue or something like that. It's like, okay, well, let's see what you can do. And forget the pain that they're in. They can't even do the standard push-up or plank, and it's just like, okay, now I understand why your body collapses. It's just like there's no strength in your body.
Right.
And without
right.
any strength in your system, how do you expect your body to regenerate? It just won't happen. And then on top of it, the part that is really hard for a lot of people is you get this amazing strength going, but you completely have no flexibility or what I just call suppleness.
Right.
Because flexibility is a state of perception. I mean, if I look at where I am today in my flexibility, I'd be like, oh my God, it's great. But if I looked, but in 3 months doing what I do now, what I've been doing, in 3 months, my flexibility will be completely different. But right now, that flexibility, that suppleness is leading me into a higher state of vitality, higher states of strength and awareness and ability. And that's really, really, really important for me and for my clients and for everybody out there is not just strength, but flexibility and suppleness and calmness within when you're doing an exercise, especially for like people that go to the gym, that they're more into like the bodybuilder or the powerlifting type of mentality. They go to the gym, and it's this. It has to be that warrior that I got to push this weight, and they're using all their cathartic energy emotions to push this weight, and all that does is it builds really strong muscles, but at the same time, it's more of a protection than anything else. It has no supplability to it. But when you can take that the suppleness into your workout and then really use the weight, use the form, use the contraction, and breathe it in not just relaxation, but then like pure power, you come out of it with not only really amazing strong muscles, but ones that are loose and flexible and supple, and those built-in emotions that I always call, just because your body is your subconscious mind. Candace Pert proved that a long time ago in her book, Molecules of Emotion. She was a psychoneuroimmunologist. I mean, come on, that's a mouthful, right? She discovered what we call the opiate receptors. So opium, for example, does really those neurochemicals in our body, those opioids like dopamine, which rules your hormonal vitality. When that receptor is activated with the opium, your body experiences, you might have pain or discomfort, but you're relaxed and calm within it, and you can be very supple with the movement, and then giving your body really good nutrition, cutting out all the inflammatory foods, putting into your body foods that help support muscle, connective tissue, bone, and nerve growth and regeneration. Then now you're really kicking it. So not only are you working out, you're building strength, flexibility, and suppleness. You're not only then increasing the neurochemicals, basically the whole endorphin system that are receiving in the receptors of your cells to allow it to feel stronger and more supple and freer. But then also you're feeding it the chemistry, the lifestyle that allows for growth and repair. And so those three things together, which I just call your physical mastery, your biochemical mastery, and your emotional mastery, you start working at those levels. And it's hard to compartmentalize it, because it's just like they're not just one separate thing all sitting there by themselves. They all play in conjunction with themselves. And you start doing that, and you start training at that level, the results are amazing and fast.
Well, people want to see results. It keeps them motivated. Well, Doctor, let's hear our health tip of the week, if you would, please, sir.
Well, I'm basically getting at it a little bit. Is the health tip of the week is really looking at those three areas. So let's look at physical. Physically, I don't care where you are, if you actually do go to the gym right now or if you don't. You need some aspect of flexibility training work. you need some aspect of strength and conditioning and some aspect of movement. Those three things are extremely important. Now, if you're already, if you're like, oh, yeah, well, I walk, I'm like, okay, good. And I stretch, okay, good. And oh, I go to the gym and I work out. Okay, great, good. If you do all three things, good. So now, how can you change that up? How can you make your flexibility, like you just said, changing that push-up just a little bit made a huge difference, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so it's like telling you to, like, okay, John, go work out. Like, oh, I already work out, Doc. Like, okay, some people would just leave it at that and be done with it. Like, oh, okay, good, he's already working out. Like, okay, well, let me see what you do. Let's check out the differences. Like for example, I have personally have been working out in a certain fashion for quite some period of time. And I decided, like, you know what, I'm taking my own advices, and I'm going to switch something up here. And so I decided to start working out in a different way. And I noticed that, wow, I have completely not been supporting the muscles of my back like I did the last time I really trained like that was probably when I was like 23.
Right.
So I'm always looking close to 17 years ago. And I was like, oh, okay, good. So I've started training like that again. It's like, oh, my Lord, it feels so much different. And then on top of it, it brings in a whole new awareness for flexibility work. It's like when I do my normal flexibility, because I mix it up with like a yoga, tai chi, and yin yoga type of an awareness through movement type of thing, flexibility training. And so I mix it up here and there. And it's like, okay, let me see what yoga poses are going to feel like, or let's see what these Pilates poses would feel like, or this, oh, wow, let me try this new awareness and movement possibility. And so I challenge myself each day. So the health tip is basically look at challenging yourself on a physical level. Look at strength, look at flexibility, and look at awareness and movement. Look at those areas. If you're not doing anything, then it's so easy. Like I said, you feel like you're going to die when you first do anything. It's like, oh, my God, I can't do this, or it's tight over here. Oh, wow, I have a weak side on this side and a strong side on that side. You hear that all the time. Here's the thing. What I always tell my clients is there's two guidelines that we need, that it would be helpful if you follow. Let go of the word can't, and let go of judgment of what you think you should be able to do, or what you believe you aren't able to do, which kind of falls into the can't category. And I always tell everybody, and myself as well, is you can, you are able to do it, and look, you're actually doing it. But it doesn't look, who cares what it looks like? As long as you're doing it, you're doing it. And that right there is more than not doing it. And so
Doctor,
go ahead.
Yeah. I want to point out to our listeners that there's crossover. And I was taking Tai Chi lessons with my wife, and I quickly recognized that the Tai Chi movements, the Tai Chi disciplines, would help make me a better combat pistol shooter, which most of the students in there were pretty liberal and anti-gun kind of people and probably been horrified to know that this wonderful discipline they were doing called Tai Chi would also have a crossover application to combat pistol competition. But it did, and it does. So I just want to point it out to people that there's other benefits to these things they may not even consider or be aware of.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. If you plan on attending the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas later this month, get yourself a $20 discount. Go to my website, click on the banner there to get the discount, and I look forward to seeing you there. There's a discount for being there at the live presentation. I am the keynote speaker, by the way, and there's also a discount for the live stream if you can't be there in person. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers and gain access to this expertise, real simple. All you need to do is, well, two things. You can go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and I've got a link there to his clinic, or you can call his toll-free order line, and set up that first private no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the crossover aspect for like Tai Chi or all the different type of physical exercise work. Because, Tai Chi really helps you home in on your breath and also listen to your heartbeat, which is extremely important for when you do shooting.
It is, especially if you're shooting a precision rifles, not so much pistols. But, yes, and we're not... I would not restrict this to just marksmanship with firearms, but anything involving hand-eye coordination, baseball, softball, badminton, tennis, basketball, bowling, anything involving hand-eye coordination and precision and total focus and concentration. Right, Doctor?
Oh, you nailed it on the head. That's exactly
yep.
it.
Yep, yep. I might even include competition driving, which I've done also.
Nice.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah. I started competing in club competitions with sports cars back in the late 60s. It's a hoot. it's expensive.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
things do break when you push the limits. Things break. But expensive things break. But regardless, the crossover aspect is a benefit that is not well known or well recognized. People look at these things as standalone activities that have their own benefit for health and well-being. But the crossover aspect of it, and I know the demographics of the people in this audience, this should help make it more attractive to these men and women to understand and know the crossover aspect, right, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, and I love that crossover aspect. We've coined it cross training in our industry, but basically it just means changing things up to experience your body in a whole new way. And we tell people all the time, like, we'll have our yogis that do the different type of yogas. I'll have my ninja warriors that do all that really cool athletic ability you see on the TV show come in. And when I put them through my system here with the strengthening part, with the mental emotional part, and with the nutrition part, they see their performance and they see their abilities in what they do get so much better. And they're just like, these are people that train. These are people that do everything. So just imagine if you're a person, it's like, you don't have to be a weekend warrior. You can just be the person that, man, I just want to be able to carry the groceries out of my car and maybe take only two trips instead of five if I could just carry a little more. And you'd be amazed on what your body's able to do when you start building up this tone in your muscle systems, in your nerve function, in your focus, in your hand-eye coordination. It's really awesome.
It is. It is. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Phil. I have a question concerning is there any special modification or special type of exercises that are fitted for someone with some kind of cerebellar dysfunction?
That's a really good question. The best exercise for any type of cerebellar thing is, one thing you just don't want to do is no spinning moves. So obviously most people with cerebellar problems, and for the audience, the cerebellum is the area of your brain that deals with balance. It works through your inner ears for balance, and then it works through your inner ear eye, hand-eye coordination aspect for balance. So people that have cerebellar dysfunction, or like people, like the extreme one is cerebral palsy. We see that a lot, where the cerebellum is paralyzed, and so the person has more imbalances, their bodies are more stuck and locked in, they have more tension in the body. So for anybody with a cerebellar dysfunction, I'll answer the question when we come back from
the break. Yeah, we get through the break, we'll get back to the cerebellum movements and exercises. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, March the 9th. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Part of overall health and well-being, of course, is the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I do. I use my energy cleaner every night. My wife, Dr. Moore, uses her every night. It's a marvelous healing device. If you have issues with pain, I was just thinking the other day how you can't be an athlete and not deal with pain. That's just part of the picture. The energy cleaner will help with pain issues, joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will help there also. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. That's what most people are doing these days. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and the mattress pad to go with it right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. PayPal is, in fact, the most secure way to make any payment online. Very gratifying and peace of mind knowing that nobody can get access to your credit card information when you use PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. You can get help from Dr. Myers and not have to come to St. Louis. You can, actually. Yes, you can. The way to get started, simple. Call him up. that toll free that our line that line to call Dr. Phil's office and set up that first private no charge consultation is 314-878-6868. Let's continue this segment on the proper workouts for people with this particular situation going on, Doctor.
So, excuse me. So here's the thing. When I so let me take it from a what I do with my clients here, and then we'll segue into what you can just do at home. So I utilize a machine called the Power Plate. The Power Plate is a gravitational device that uses sine wave technology. This plate helps repair that this exact issue, cerebellar problems. It does that by increasing flexibility, range of motion, muscle tone, strength, and ability. And when it does, by doing that, it also sends information up from your joints up to the cerebellar so that it can then be processed through the inner ear and the eyes so that you then know where you are in space and time. So when you have cerebellar issues, your body is has basically a reversal of that. The eyes, the ears, are not getting the signals from the cerebellum telling you where you are in space and time because the joints are non-flexible, they're stuck, they're weak, and they're not supple, and they're not moving. So they're not sending proper information or much information up to that cerebellum itself. So what you so when I train people on this, I utilize that understanding. And when I put people on it that have cerebellar problems, and it doesn't have to be a disease part of it, like cerebral palsy, but just an elderly person or anybody that just maybe has chronic headaches and migraines, because that's a part of the cerebellar is off as well. And I'll put them on, and they'll be like wobbling all over the place, and they're trying to find where their body is. And it's like, and a lot of people have a lot of fear connected to their inability to know where they are in space and time. They feel like they're going to fall. They feel like they're not going to be able to do a particular movement safely. And there's a lot of fear that shows up. And so what most people do is they don't do anything about it because they don't know what to do, or they don't even know what's going on because they're sedentary in their life already. So the suggestion that I have for anybody, basically, and especially people with the cerebellar dysfunctional problems from a pathological standpoint, is just, for example, get on the floor. Sit on the ground and gently start moving your body. Move your ankles. Move your wrists. Stretch your hamstring. Reach up to the ceiling. Stretch to the left. Stretch to the right. Take deep breaths in. Take deep breaths out with each of those movements. And what you're doing is you're starting to activate the joints and the muscles and the nerves to send information up to your cerebellum. By you sitting on the ground, you've increased surface area, so the body feels safer. Then if you want to challenge yourself, stand up, have your feet shoulder width, a little wider than shoulder width apart, and do those same movements as you to increase it even more, the effect. Bring your legs closer together until maybe they're just they're touching and your legs are locked out and you have nice contraction of the quad, pushing your heels down into the ground. There's so many different things that you can do. But for right now, start with a large surface area. And then as you get better and better and better and better and better at it, and decrease that surface area. For the higher-end athletes or the people that want to increase their cerebellar potential, you get on balance boards, stand on one foot. That's what I'm saying. You start challenging yourself in new ways of expression, because then that sends the signals from your joints up the neural pathways to your spine, then the spinal movements send the signals up each level of the spine, all the way up through the spinal reflexes, up into that area of the brain, the cerebellum, that deals with the overall connection to balance that works in your inner ears and your eyes. So all of these are, that sequence right there is a really great way to do it. There's no particular exercise. It's just a aspect of how to get the most out of that particular area of the brain. So recapping that, you start slowly with larger surface area, small distal joints, fingers and toes, wrists and ankles, elbows and knees, hips and pelvis, spine. And the more you come into the center of the body, the more you're using the more dynamic cerebellar functions of the body. So hope that answered your question, John.
All right. Hey,
what about muscle tone? I understand the cerebellum also.
Yeah, as the cerebellum, that's a good question, because that's that suppleness. As your joints start moving, so a really great exercise that everybody can do is rotate your wrists 100 times, 50 to the left and 50 to the right. And then rotate your ankles 50 circles to the left, 50 circles to the right. And that right there starts decreasing cerebellar increases the cerebellar's activity, which then allows for the muscles to let go. And that is tone. When a muscle is let go, has let go of the tension, it's now stronger and it has more quote unquote tone to it. The frequency, the vibration, and the tone of the neuromuscular system is increased. So that would be a simple thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, these things are pretty simple. Now you get into the neural pathways of it, it's extremely complex. But the overall doing of this stuff, is so easy. I like to follow the KISS rule, keep it simple, stupid. When I'm working with anybody, including myself, is like the simpler the move, the simpler the thing that you can do, the more it is. Now, when you look at an athlete or someone doing something, you're like, oh my God, that's a lot. Well, they have to start somewhere too. You just start with where you're at and what you are doing, what you do, and that right there changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you very much, John, for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got something for everybody, don't we, Doctor?
Oh yeah, there's the health industry is limitless. You can do so many things just by adding some strengthening moves, some flexibility moves, and some relaxation moves into your life. It's that simple and that easy. You just have to do it. And I always suggest either starting your day out with it, finding some time in the afternoon, or doing it at night. And sometimes some people need that structure. They need to know, okay, I do my workout at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that is just what I do, and that's great. And you need that. I mean, I've been like that for years. It's like my workouts were always around 5 to 7 o'clock in the morning. Lately, with my change in lifestyle, with what I'm doing, I don't have time to really do the morning workout, but I have my morning routine where I spend about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes if I have the time, to really settle into my day. And then at nighttime, oh, that's when I kick my butt. That's when I really focus on my training. It's like, at the end of the day, I just feel like that's just a really great time for me, and that really works for me right now. But it can change. But you find something that can work for you. Find something in that physical category, flexibility, strength, and relaxation in your life. And you don't have to do all of them at one time. Like, for example, I really had, what's today, Friday? I had a really, really great workout on Wednesday. And so yesterday I did about 5-10 minutes of really deep stretch moves. And it was amazing. And so today I'm going to do another hard workout. And who knows what I'll do on Saturday or Sunday. I just know I'm going to do something in one of those categories, strengthening, flexibility, or relaxation. And relaxation is an active state. It's not a passive state. Not just, oh, I'm just going to relax on the couch and watch a video on YouTube or something like that, or Netflix or whatever. But it's active relaxation. It's finding my breath, finding my heartbeat, finding my rhythm, allowing my mind to stay more at ease. And then allows me to then work on other categories of my life, like the mental, emotional, like the biochemical.
Well, they all work together, don't they, Doctor?
Oh, they do completely. And it's really, really important to work on that physical aspect of your body. We really forget about it a lot of times, thinking, like people that do construction work. I get this a lot from construction workers, that they're doing all this hard labor all day long. That is awesome. Doing that hard labor is really awesome. It can get you in big time good shape. And anybody that's done hard labor knows that. It gets you in really good shape. But one thing that it lacks relaxation, and it lacks flexibility training. So I highly recommend people that are more into that construction, hardcore, stiff muscle systems to work on their flexibility and their relaxation systems. I have a client. She's amazing at flexibility and awareness and movement. I mean, she has she makes me look to shame. But her strength is so weak. And she's got a lot of fear around challenging her body to strengthen it because of the injuries that she still has, but she's got so good at being aware of what those are and how to move her body around them, she's never actually addressed it, per se. So we're working on addressing the issue. And then I have a client that great strength and conditioning, great flexibility, but is always go, 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 fight, flight, fright, even in the flexibility, so that she never gives herself that time to breathe it through, feel the moment, experience the success that just happened from the output that was done. So there's many avenues that can play into. So working on those three levels, strength, flexibility, and relaxation, top-notch right there. You can start doing something like that in your daily life. You'll start noticing really big changes.
It only takes a few days, Doctor. I noticed by when I started my workouts again, this is the third week. Within 3 days, I was noticing that I had more energy. I'm starting to feel stronger. It kicks in pretty quick, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Especially I love muscle memory. You know about muscle memory, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So So muscle, for anybody that doesn't know muscle memory is what athletes thrive on. They know that they can be a certain caliber of fitness. Yeah, they take some time off. I don't care if it's years. And they come back to doing the system again, and their body rebounds. Like, they'll get, like, let's say it took 6 years to get these results. You'll get the results in, like, 6 months, right back. It's like, wow, how quick was that? Because the muscle memory, the body remembers how you move through things. It also remembers, literally, how you've moved through things. And sometimes we get stuck in not believing we can move out of it because this is all we know.
Right.
And
right.
It's like, oh, well, I didn't know
hold
I
that
could
thought,
do
hold
that.
That thought, doctor. We have our last break. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th of March. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, it's simple. It really is. Doesn't cost a thing. Call his office. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Doctor, I got a follow-up on muscle memory. 10 years ago, I put on a pair of tracksuits for the first time since 1969. And got my muscles all limbered up and put some Red Hot on there, you know, the wintergreen stuff, and back on the track, and it was like I never left. The last time I had track shoes on was on when I was on the Fort Bragg track team in 1969, and especially when I was in competition. It was being back on the track in that environment with all the field events going on and people in the stands and the wintergreen and the track shoes. It was like I never left, Doctor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun,
too. I love stuff like that.
A lot of fun. So while there's life, there's hope. We have people in various degrees of physical fitness with different degrees of ability. Everybody's got their own starting point, and everybody's got their limitations. What I frequently say, Doctor, a 20-year-old Marine has limitations of what he can do, and an 80-year-old woman has limitations on what she can do. And everybody in between has limitations. They need to understand them, recognize them, and work within them, don't they?
That's exactly it. And like I said, that's why I always tell my clients, first thing first, let go of the word can't. And let go of judgment. And when you start doing those two things within your life, there's a lot that shows up for you, a lot.
Absolutely. Well, our purpose here is to encourage people, give them hope, give them the ability to understand and believe that they can do more than they're doing right now, that they can set achievable goals and meet those achievable goals, correct, Doctor?
Well, and that's exactly it. And so the more you focus on these changes, we're going to be always talking about physical changes, emotional changes, and biochemical. Those three categories are the most important. And between these radio shows, you can get a tremendous amount of information going to my website at phiwholeness.com. Go to the Facebook page, phiwholeness, and also Instagram at phiwholeness, phiwholeness. There's tremendous amount of posts, both words and videos, on exercises, on lifestyle changes, on food and recipes. There's tremendous amount of information that you can get on those three levels. And it's just going to keep building and building and building each and every single day. So go to those sites, get on the pages, like them so that you're getting them on your feeds. Call me if you need a chance to go over your goals, and let's see what we can do for you.
Absolutely. Doctor, thank you very much. Have a great day and a weekend. Talk soon.
You too, John. Bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.